Exclusive: Netanyahu on Israeli poll showing bolstered support. I'm gratified to see it. By Matthew Boyle on February 8, 2025. Washington: Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Breitbart News exclusively he is gratified to see new polling from Israel's Channel 14 that shows him and his party liquid with bolstered support from the Israeli public. If it were up to the fake polls that are continually published by the mainstream media in Israel, I would never be elected, Netanyahu told Breitbart News. As you know, I'm the longest-serving prime minister in Israel because these polls are fake. And when it comes to the wire, the real results always shake them up. The only poll that got it right in the last election is predicting now that we'd win again. A great majority, that the Likud is at least twice the size of the next party. I also beat any contender by 20 points. You never see that in the media controlled by the deep state in Israel. But that's what we see in the one poll that got the results right in previous elections, and I'm gratified to see it. Netanyahu said he thinks the bump in support he is seeing among the people in Israel is due to two major factors: success that Israel has had in the war against Hamas, but also the resurgence of President Donald Trump in the United States, which has strengthened the U.S.-Israel alliance again in historic ways. I think a good part of that jump is due to the successes we've had in the war and also the sense that Israel and America are completely aligned right now under President Trump, Netanyahu said. That strengthens Israel, that strengthens America, and it strengthens the possibility of peace. One of the things that people have to realize is we could end the war by winning the war. And by winning the war, we also win the peace. The Channel 14 poll showed Likud would gain 33 seats, and Netanyahu's broader coalition would gain 63 seats, in the 120-seat Knesset if an election were held right now. Opposition parties, meanwhile, would gain just 57 seats per the polling. Channel 14's polling has gotten previous Israeli elections, particularly the 2022 election, correct, and while there is currently no election scheduled in Israel, the polling boost for Netanyahu signals a broader public support for him back home as he wraps a week-long trip to Washington to visit Trump and top administration and congressional leaders. What's more, Netanyahu's Likud's 33 seats per the poll far outnumber any other party in Israel, more than doubling the next closest party called the Democrats Party, which gets just 16 seats. In addition to those numbers for his coalition, Netanyahu enjoys broad public support for the role of prime minister in Israel. In head-to-head matchups as to who would be best suited in the role of prime minister, Netanyahu defeated National Unity Party's Benny Gantz. 50% to 17%, 33% of respondents said neither, JNS wrote about the survey. In a matchup with Yesh Atid's Yair Lapid, Netanyahu won 51% to 29%, another 29% said neither. The survey was conducted by the firm Direct Polls on February 6, sampling 506 adults in Israel, and has a margin of error of 4.5%.